it's Tuesday morning. It is the 14th of April. And we know for a lot of you, it was back to school after the Easter holidays yesterday. But before Easter, myself and Niall and producer Amy went into an office and we came up with some brilliant ideas, one of which we tried this morning at 7 o'clock.
Mixed response.
I would say a positive response overall, to be honest with you. And so we're trying out new things because life is all about adventure. And this morning on The Daily Dilemma, what are we looking for now?
Well, it was particularly asked because this email came in and we thought this was perfect actually for this kind of response. And we thought it's important to give the small ones an opportunity to have their voices heard on The Daily Dilemma. We don't hear it enough.
Because sometimes you're sitting in the car with mom or dad or whoever and you're like, I have something to say on that.
Yeah.
Now is your chance.
Yeah, so you can voice notice if you have an opinion on this morning, particularly if you're, as I said, a small one. Let's hear from the kids of the southeast, because sometimes you're much more sensible than the adults.
Yeah, you might have a fair read on a situation. Let's go for it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hi, Nyland Show. This is for your dilemma slot. My in-laws went to Tenerife for 10 days at Easter. My kids miss them so much. They see a lot of them as they mind them during the week when myself and my partner are working. They arrived back last Friday, and you couldn't write it, lads. The kids were buzzing and they came back with no presents from Tenerife for them. I couldn't believe it. They were gutted. You should have seen their little faces when they realised there were no gifts. Isn't this terrible? I'm still in shock. Shouldn't you always bring back gifts when you go away on holidays, especially for the kids?
Ooh, okay. I'm a little bit surprised that they were so gutted and sad. Were they not just happy to see their, was it granny and granddad?
Yeah, that's what you started off by saying, so that they were delighted to see their grandparents again and they'd missed them. And like, I was trying to, when this came in, I was thinking about Eve, obviously, and the idea of bringing back gifts. Like, I brought back the chocolate and
from
I brought
deals.
Back your sticky rock, but they all came from Wexford.
Yeah.
I think it's a gesture, right? And I think you made the point that, like, years ago when you went away and you were bringing back sweets or treats from
they
abroad,
were exotic.
They were things that you never got in the supermarket,
whereas
now we
everything.
Have access to everything.
You go to a Spanish supermarket or a Greek supermarket, it's the same sweets.
And I think that's kind of the same with, you know, going away now. And what are you bringing back other than, like, maybe is it a souvenir t-shirt or
a little trinket was what
but
I bring back.
Is that what kids want? What I was going to say was I'm nearly sure the mum and dad didn't go away last year, but when they went away the year before, I'm nearly sure when they came back mum brought Eve to Pennies or something, which was much more beneficial. But I don't like, am I wrong in saying you don't have to, like, is it, was that like a thing?
I've been away more so on work trips with parents and they would always, I have to get something for the kids.
See,
so
I
it's different in different families,
Eve,
I think.
Like,
you
when
know?
I went away last week, I brought her back a bracelet set, I brought her back a charm for her bag, and I brought her back Sol de Janeiro. So yes, I did overindulge. But like, I don't think it's fair to say that it doesn't mean that they're mean or anything. It's just maybe they just didn't think about it. And also, can we just say, we don't know how many times a year they go away.
Exactly.
So are they going to be bringing back gifts every time that they visit?
There's some people giving out already that actually it's the parents' fault here for building up the expectation in the kids that there would be a gift.
And is it a case that the parent is more annoyed than the actual... the children probably just went over to the sweet thing and like got a Mars bar or whatever, you know? Like.
Okay, well, let's ask this, particularly to the kids of the southeast. If mom, dad, granny or granddad go away somewhere, do you think that you should get a little gift
coming
back?
Do you deserve a gift? And not only do you deserve a gift, would you be upset if you didn't get one when they're coming back?
085 102 9103, give us your thoughts.
Let's get through some of the comments.
We start with a text. Hi guys, my name's Josh, I'm 14. If my grandparents came home with no gifts, it would be absolutely unacceptable. But if they didn't have money or space in their bag, it's fine. But it would be nice to bring something home to your family members.
Okay.
Yeah, but what if your granny like has 8 or 10 grandchildren? That's a lot to fit into a 10 kilo bag. You know?
Nothing fits into a 10 kilo bag. I had to sit on mine before I left the Maspalomas the other day. Brenda said, I stopped bringing gifts to my grandkids from holidays home. We usually only bring a 10 kg bag. Lots of reasons why we don't, extra weight in bags. Nothing kids really want there. Cheap tack. Lots of waste of money. I usually bring them out and buy them something they want after I come back from holiday. That's
quite
sweet,
common.
Yeah.
Sandra says, lads, I'm 50 plus and I still expect chocolate or a small gift from my husband when he goes off for work, etc. I always bring back a bit of chocolate for my adult kids. I like show. I'll I'll pop to Tesco and buy the Toblerone. Common trick.
There's no shame in it. Can we normalise the fact that everybody was happy in the office yesterday, hopping off the Toblerone?
Okay, loads of voice notes. I'll try to get to as many as I can, starting with Daisy.
Morning, Beat. I'm actually driving to work at the moment, but on the gift scenario, I have a 3-year-old, and I know if her grandparents came home, she'd just be happy to see Mimi or Nana. She wouldn't really care what they had. If they had something, that would just be a bonus. But personally, I wouldn't be angry if they didn't bring anything back. But when I go away, I do always bring back for like my friends' kids or my little cousins. The adults might be lucky if they get a magnet, but I do always bring like a t-shirt or something back for the kids. So just because I'm thinking about them, I suppose.
Okay, that's that. Aaron, was on.
I think they should have brought back something because they're their babysitter. So like they should have brought back a gift for them because they mind them. It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
I'm Aria from Waterford.
Thank you, Aria. Let's keep going.
Not every granny gives you everything. You're only happy if they come back and you hug them.
Oh.
Yeah, that's Sienna O'Brien from Piltown.
Oh, thank you, Sienna.
Morning, Nyla Show. This is on the dilemma. I think they should bring back a gift because, like, maybe a t-shirt that says, like, I love Tenerife or Sol de Janeiro. Or, like, even a magnet to put on their fridge.
Okay.
Because I love getting magnets and, like, sticking them on the fridge. I feel like kids would love something to memorize that.
Oh.
They've, like, been there even though they haven't. Like, they have, like, something from Tenerife. But even though they didn't have it, go there, they still have something from Tenerife. Like a bracelet from, like, for your legs or, like, a pair of socks. I would love, like, something from my country. So let's say my parents went away. I wouldn't beg for them to bring me something from that country. Because then I get, it's like I've been in that country and I still got something. My name is Nicole and I'm 12 years old.
Nicole, it's like a little collection that you're getting. You've given us so many suggestions as well. There's so many options
socks there.
Like Sol de Janeiro, socks, a magnet.
Cora was on a Clonmel.
I think they should just be happy to see their grandparents instead of looking for presents because I think that's a bit spoiled on them.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your honest opinion.